This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol. After 41 days, an unfortunate and, let me say, unnecessary shutdown of the Department of Homeland Security is potentially about to end. Notice I said potentially. The contours of the legislation that could end this shutdown include funding all agencies within DHS except for ICE and CBP, which have been insulated from the effects of the shutdown because of the supplemental funding both got in the One Big Beautiful Bill. You'll recall that House and Senate Democrats raised hell over funding DHS after they had agreed to a bipartisan and bicameral spending bill weeks ago. Then Minneapolis happened, and that gave Democrats an opportunity to make things political. So for the past several weeks, dedicated workers covered under that funding umbrella have been working without pay. And even with the agreement forged late this week, civilian employees at ICE and CBP are still suffering the hardship of working without pay. That will have to be fixed in another way, and it looks like another reconciliation bill could be that mechanism. So in the wee hours Friday morning, as Congress was set to begin a two-week recess for Easter, the Senate finally passed a bill, sending it back to the House for its stamp of approval. The House has to work some magic, though, given the fact that, one, we require 72 hours for consideration of a bill, and our rules don't allow for suspension votes after Wednesday, so we'd need same-day consideration authority. And two, we have a lot of trouble, passing a rule in this narrow majority of ours. So suspension is the cleanest and quickest way to end this nightmare. It's not an ideal way to fix such a problem, and with a really narrow majority and known attendance issues possible, we are stuck between the proverbial rock and a hard place. And notice I haven't said anything yet about the Save America Act. There could be an attempt to tie that one to the train leaving the station. So as of this recording, it was unclear exactly what the play call is. As I said, members are headed home for a two-week recess. A lot of these members have plans. They have family vacations and Codell trips and the like. Canceling those becomes very problematic. It's one of the things about Congress I just don't like. It's no dang wonder a large percentage of Americans have a low opinion of Congress. We've earned it. I'll say this, as I've said many times, shutdowns don't work. It's a waste of taxpayer resources. The turbulence we create many times is just to satisfy some set of egos up here that know that if you shut the government down, eventually you have to open it back up. But at what cost? I'd favor legislation that forces Congress to do its job. There'd have to be consequences, of course. Right now, there's little incentive to have regular order up here. Many would like to withhold the pay of members until they act, but that's got a serious constitutional problem. We will have to find another way to properly motivate Congress to perform. Obviously, failing to do your job without consequences doesn't work. In the real world, you get fired. So we'll just keep the nation on edge for at least a while our leadership team huddles and tries to draw up a play that will actually work. In the meantime, I pray you have a terrific Easter season. Sorry our Hogs didn't make it to the weekend in San Jose, but congratulations to those Arizona Wildcats. Man, they're the real deal. As always, I invite your views. This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol.